Hello, hello, folks. Welcome to another episode. People First Podcast. Welcome to the People Leadership Movement Collection of Thoughts, like-minded individuals, one of the fastest growing podcasts out there. And thank you for being a part of it. We are up to big things. It's an honor, a pleasure to share space with you. Today, we're going to talk about something that we hear all too often, and some people think it's foo-foo, pixie dust, magical bullshit, and others wholeheartedly subscribe to it. I'm not here to pick a position and a side either way. I'm simply here to illuminate observations, provide information, and let you be the judge. What are we talking about? We are talking about affirmations. Some call it self-talk. Others, affirmations, whatever it is you want to call it. What does it look like to you? What does it mean to you? How do you, if you do, lean into it? See, for me, I'll tell you what. I believe things happen two times. Once in our minds and once in reality. Nothing ever created ever happened without a thought first. And I know for myself, thoughts occur first. Sometimes it's on a vision board. Sometimes it's on a brain dump. It could be in a note in a phone. It happens. And then you visualize it. What does this look like? Now, does it ever occur the way it's visualized? No. Except that it starts to form a reality. See, a reality is when something occurs and then all the stories and information that our brains associate to make us believe that that's the way it actually occurred. Now, does it occur? Reality occurs differently for everybody. We know that. How is this tied into affirmations? I believe that we as humans need to believe first. We've seen that through leadership through the years. Martin Luther King Jr. is a perfect example. He never walked up and said, so here's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to just have this, you know, gathering, and, you know, people are going to equally get along, and we're all going to, you know, hold hands. And it didn't work that way. He stood up and said, I believe in a world. I believe in a world. And he painted that vision of what that world looks like for him. Now, he's started that somewhere, folks. I subscribe to affirmations. I love them. Do I lean into them all the time? Here's the thing, too. I got to tell you this, right? Our brains have a bullshit detector. It's not like, hey, you know, I'm going to lose 50 pounds. And you can't just say that. Like, you got to follow it up with work. Otherwise, your brain's saying bullshit. Like, you ain't going to lose 50 pounds. You're sitting on the couch eating Cheetos, man. Ain't going to do it. So don't feed me some bullshit. Our brains have BS detectors. Now, if I was to say something like, hey, I'm working daily to grow my business, or I'm working daily to become a better father, or I'm working daily to show up better for my wife, and I'm actually doing the work behind the scenes, where I have touch points, I'm getting better, I'm tracking progress, I'm monitoring and controlling it, then our brain's going to say, yeah, man, you're actually up to things. Or, hey, man, I look forward to writing another book, and then never do it. Or, hey, I look forward to scoring a goal, but I'm not doing anything to score a goal. I'm not working on my shot. I'm not working on my technique. Like, there's bullshit detectors. So have some self-awareness. I lean into different things. I like the affirmations. I also stand in the mirror. Like, you got to look yourself in the mirror and be whole and complete with yourself. Holy shit, does it become uncomfortable when you're staring at yourself in the mirror? Until it's not. So what do affirmations actually mean to you? They help us, for me, I believe, they help us get out of the negative spiral of things. It helps us focus our attention, become present to actually what's going on around us, and level set our goals. Look. When you set a goal, whether it be writing them down, having a vision board, whatever your fluent techniques are, and then you piggyback them with the affirmations, things become reality. Look, I look at Muhammad Ali. I love Muhammad Ali. Always have. I think he's, you know, one of the greatest boxers of all times, especially for the, arguably, not even arguably, like for the era for sure. And what did he do? He kept saying, I'm the greatest. He pronounced to the world what his vision was, well before he even got there. Now, he's one of many athletes. I use him because I like him, because I love the sport of boxing. The thing is, he didn't say, I'm the world's greatest, and sit back and sort of just put his feet up and say, I'm going to, you know, put up the sails and ride. No, he dug in and did the work. He beat the bullshit detector. So that's sometimes where the affirmations go sideways, where we sit there and say fluffy things that are empty and meaningless and ain't going to happen anyways. See, the probable almost certain future is, if you're going to do nothing, the future becomes easily predictable. You can say, I ain't going to lose weight and sit on the couch. The probable almost certain future is going to be, you ain't going to lose weight. I use weight because the weight becomes an easy topic for people to talk about, or financial success. Hey, I'm going to make $1 million this year. I don't know. I'm just picking a number. It doesn't make a difference. But the probable almost certain future of you making that $1 million that you choose to make by doing nothing ain't going to occur. So affirmations, yes, and follow up with the work. We ain't going to half-ass it. If we're going to half-ass it, we ain't ever going to do it. We ain't ever going to do it. So affirmations help us get through the tough times, and it does two things. Like, it turbocharges a reality in our brains. Here's where we're going to go. Here's where we're going to get to. Here's what we want to do. And by the way, now that I've said this and I've created that for myself, if it's actually meaningful to me, then I'm going to work through it because I believe. And then that's where it starts. Like, every creation in life started with a thought. Every creation in life. You know, then you can follow it up, right? Here's the other thing. Here's another little cool technique. After the affirmations are present, follow up and, you know, recognize it. Like, look, I'm proud that X, that I actually did this. And I'm committed to X. And I forgive myself for Y. Let's take, what does that look like? Hey, if your goal is, if you're sitting there going, hey, I'm going to, you know, get down to a desired weight so that I can perform the way I want to perform in life. See, there's the thing. They got to put some, there's a whole bunch of things happening here, but they all compound to each other. To say something like, hey, I want to lose 50 pounds, why? What's the why behind it? When you say that, look, I want to lose 50 pounds so that when my kids jump on my back, I have the physical capacity and strength to handle them without hurting myself. Cool. Now that's going to push you through the hard days in the gym. Affirmation, why it's meaningful, because that's good, going to get you through. And then you follow up. Like, this is where the self-awareness and the self-work happens. Reflect. Hey, I'm proud, Jonathan, I'm proud of you. Because you said you were going to work towards this goal of losing 50 pounds. And by the way, I'm proud of you. You're down 2 pounds. Way to go. Now, this is not my goal. This is hypothetical, of course. And then we step forward and say, and by the way, I'm committed to going to the gym for the next 4 of 7 days. And I forgive you, Jonathan, for beating yourself up for the days you didn't go. Shit's going to go sideways. Shit's going to go sideways. It's about the commitment, right? Stay committed to yourself. So I'm bringing this all back and forth because some people say affirmations are magical and foo-foo. They can be. Or they can be the gateway to something tremendously more. I invite you to think about that. I've simply unpacked what they mean to me, how they work for me. And it's a reality check. Our brains have bullshit detectors. Don't bullshit yourself. Your brain finds out. Create what it is you want. Attach an actual reason why, not simply a metric. Like, something that's going to drive you when shit goes sideways, because I promise you it will. And then have the self-awareness to reflect in and bring forth those three reflection moments. I'm proud of you for. I commit to you X, and I forgive you for. Anyhow, that's what I got for today. I trust it landed with you. If it resonated, awesome. If it struck a nerve and made you say, in a positive way, great. If it struck a nerve and turbocharge you and said, Jonathan, I disagree with you for so many reasons, I invite that. Bring that thought forward. Call me, 416-717-4139. Challenge me on it. Give me a different perspective. I'm not here to tell you I'm God. I know it all. I'm simply here to tell you these are my thoughts and beliefs for the current time space that I'm occupying in this world. Thank you, folks, for being here. Thanks for taking the time, energy, and space out of your day to connect. That's what I got for today. I'm going to leave you with a thought to make a positive impact on somebody else. Make them smile, because that's what it's about. We're talking about people first. Make a difference. Make somebody smile.